Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned the other day that we are the people who the left should be actually looking for direction, for news, for everything else, but we do it opposite. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What do I mean? I mean, they should be coming to us for news. We are the brightest people on the planet, and I'm going to get into it. And explain who you are. You're going to feel empowered after today's broadcast, I promise you. See, I peruse leftist news outlets, but only for the reason of setting the pace, for setting the messaging that I want to get out. For example, we're going to do a press release for PolitiChatter where I challenge Zuckerberg to a woke out. You know, like the old dance-offs in the 1970s, you know, where people would pop lock, if you're old enough to remember that, or the 80s, or, you know, Michael Jackson doing the Beat It with, you know, where he and the gang leader do the dance-off. If you get what I'm saying, I don't call it whatever you want. Call it a playoff, whatever. I want to do a woke-off with Zuckerberg. See, I see Zuckerberg as a privileged white elitist who sets the rules for everybody else that he doesn't have to follow. He doesn't follow any of the rules. Zuckerberg, if he really wanted to be woke, why doesn't he put a black CEO in his company, or a black woman, a Guatemalan midget? Why doesn't he let a Guatemalan midget run his company? PolitiChatter is assigned a black guy to be the president. That would be me, radio host and best-selling author. I've earned it. I know a little bit about the world, the woke world. So I would say to Zuckerberg, let's see who's more woke. Let's see who's really doing more for the world. This is a guy who put out a story that wouldn't let people talk about Patrice Kahn colors, Black Lives Matter co-founder, because he didn't want the narrative to be that she's out buying multi-million dollars worth of property with newfound money from donors and people that support that terrorist group. And he thinks he's giving reparations to the Negroes. This dude is worth billions and billions of dollars. If he wanted to help black folks, do it proportionately. Do it to the level that I've helped black folks. We did for a decade. We got 100 kids adopted every year. Roughly 70 of them were black children. Given my amount of money I make, you don't even want to know. Zuckerberg would have to give up a third of his income to do what I did in a 10-year period. You think he's going to do it? No, but he'll ban that story because he'll give the little colored folks something to talk about, you know? Anyway, I learned this when I was perusing the news. I learned that it's been reported that 4,000 people have died from the Wu flu vaccine. I'll bet you money that number is larger than the number of people who had died from Wu flu at the same period that we were all in a frenzy over it. I'll bet you money. In other words, if the Wu flu vaccine has been out for 3 months, I'll bet you the number of people who have died, legitimately died of Wu flu, in 3 months is less than the number of people who've died from the vaccine. I'll bet you the side effects of this vaccine and the people that you're not going to hear about. See, when you hear about like Chicago shootings, 21 people shot, 4 people died, you focus on the people who died. But let me tell you, the people who live, who got shot, can you imagine what these people go through? There was a little boy that got shot. They shot his eyes out. He's blind. What's his life going to be like? We forget those ancillary victims. The ancillary victims of the Wu flu, you think anybody's going to talk about it? Have you heard anybody say it's a tragedy that X number of people have been killed by this stupid shot that was rushed to give the folks over a disease that doesn't kill enough people, you know, for us to make it a scamdemic? You think the Democrats are going to tout that? Of course not. I'll bet you money, folks, there are more than 4,000 deaths related to this disease. I'll bet you money there are more people who have palsy, more people who got skin rashes, more people who, what's the other thing that's happening? The blood clots. I'll bet you money they won't tell you because they're a bunch of liars. They don't want to tell you how dangerous something is when they're pushing a narrative that gets trillions of dollars put into their pocket and gives them the powers for you to self-imprison. I wouldn't give up that power. If I could get you to do stupid stuff, I'd get you to do it. I never ask you to do stupid stuff. I ask you to do sane things like promote my show. I ask you to do sane things like if you're getting paying too much for prescription medicines, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and save money. And you know why I do it? Because I know with 100% certainty it's going to work. That's why I ask you to do it. Because it's for the betterment of you. That's the difference between us and many people out there. I'm talking about these leftists. And as far as this vaccine goes, I want you to keep this in mind. The CDC says that a vaccine issued yet less than a year ago is safe for pregnant women. Now, somebody tell me how you could have tested that that vaccine is safe for pregnant women thoroughly enough in a year. What did you do? Did you test it on a bunch of pregnant women? The women would have had to know they were pregnant. There is no timeline that says they can test this on pregnant women. None. I'm going to give them something to talk about. See, let me tell you what they don't want us talking about, the big cheat. They don't want us talking about twice they tried to impeach President Trump over nonsense, and it's been proven that he did none of it. They don't want us talking about that, but that is the news. That is the news. The news is what we say it is. The big cheat happened. Kevin, they'll ban you over on Facebook. I don't give a crap. Ban me. They're not banning me from you. You're getting it. So how about we just talk about what we want to talk about? How about we talk about the craziness of their border policy that has it in shambles? How about we talk about the infrastructure bill that Kamala Harris says, well, child care is part of infrastructure. Really? Why does she say that? Because you can't get to the child care unless you go over roads and bridges. That's her rationale. Oh, I'm going to give them something to talk about because I'm going to talk about how idiotic they are. And they're going to, Kevin Jackson's always talking about how stupid we are. You're right. Come over here and I'll prove it to you. And boy, do we have a show for you today, folks. I'm sick of unelected bureaucrats at the CDC and the NIH impacting our livelihood and killing American citizens with impunity. Sit tight.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's give them something to talk about. Do, 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 do.
You guys remember a song? Was it Bonnie something? Bonnie Raitt? Kind of a white, trashy looking lady, but she could sing, man. Bonnie could sing.
Let's give them something to talk about, baby.
That's what I say, conservatives. Give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about. See, we follow them. They should be following us. Let me tell you about yourselves, okay? Let me tell you about yourselves. You are a talented group of people. In fact, conservatives are the most talented people on the planet. Let me tell you guys a quick story. Remember the show Star Search? There was a show Star Search. And this woman, who I could only describe as having the voice of an angel, she was Karen Carpenter mixed with Celine Dion topped with Barbara Streisand and maybe a little Lady Gaga. I don't know. I cannot describe this woman. She was the most, and here's what's interesting. She was stunning beautiful, but no makeup, nothing. Stunning beautiful. I will never forget her face. Long black hair, and they described her as she's this housewife from Minnesota or something. I don't remember where she is from. I should. So this very unassuming, I want to say she was in a sundress. She didn't even know how to dress for Star Search, okay? And this beautiful woman steps up, and she sings what had to be one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard. I'm not, guys, y'all think I'm kidding. I wish I could find it, because I would find the clip and I would put it in a post so you could see it. And she didn't win for some reason, because the other girl was more flamboyant and, you know, sort of had this, love will lead me back. You know, she was more Hollywood. I know I'm not trying to sing it right, but she had more flair, okay? So the audience responded to her, and the other lady, I'm not kidding you, she took the microphone and she's saying, you know, just imagine Minnie Riperton singing Loving You. You know, it's a song that doesn't have any, you know, it just isn't going to try to move you, but it's just beautiful. This woman was amazing. She didn't win. I mean, she lost barely, and she left. And I remember in that moment, I mean, years and years ago, this show is so old, I'm dating myself here, but I remember thinking, that's one of the most amazing talents we'll never hear. That was it. That was her performance. The only people that know that that lady can sing better than anybody you're listening to on the radio are the people around her when she's humming around her house. But see, that's the epitome of conservatism. She said, you know what? I'll give it a shot. And she did. But when she didn't win, she went back into obscurity, taking care of her kids, her spouse, whatever. Life goes on. She's not caught up in it. It wasn't, oh my gosh, I lost, and I got to get on the next award show, the next music show. I'm going to get on The Voice. Now, none of these existed at the time, but you get what I'm saying. It's not driving her. That's the way we operate. See, we're not driven by popularity or making oodles of money. We're driven by our passions. And leftists hate that. They hate that you found your passion. And look, your passion doesn't have to be in your career. Your passion may be in your children. It may be in your spouse. It may be in your Lord and Savior. It may be in whatever. They hate it. They pretend some of them find their passion, but the problem is their passion becomes a drug. And so if they are good artists, they become egotistical. They become money hungry and all of it. You are much more talented than they. The only difference is you are out there going, I'm more talented than you. Someone please make me the next Andy Warhol. By the way, have you really looked at Warhol stuff? I get it. Oh, Kevin, that's supposed to be the best stuff out there. Look at that. You got a Warhol? Says who? Says some Holly weirdo that bought a bunch and wanted the value of his crap to go up. You are the movers and shakers. You are eclectic, you're eccentric, you're avant-garde, you're stylishly cool people, though many of you hide it, okay? But that's who you are. And whether you project on the outside this image of conservatism and stability, let me tell you something. I know inside of you is a raging, passionate person for whatever it is you do, and all I got to do is find it. And here's what you're good at. You're good at finding it. And you're good at saying, you know what? I don't need to show you all of my flamboyance, all of my eclectic nature or whatever. I show it to the people that I'm close with or the people that really get to know me. And it isn't a fake. It's just that you say, I pick and choose where I want to do stuff. And you're not looking to be the life of the party or whatever. You just go out and do your thing, baby. Good for you. You don't wear trendy clothes. You don't necessarily drive fancy cars, though some of you may, and that's okay. Most of us don't live lavish lifestyles, but if you do, you live it within your means, and you don't do it because you want others to be like, oh, look at me. But let me tell you something. You are out there, quietly blending in, almost unnoticed. But wherever you are, conservatives, pay attention. You're making the world a better place. And whether you know it or not, you are the trendsetter. Oh, I know you don't think you are. You think, what are you talking about? I'm the trendsetter. You're the trendsetter. You're the reason why people save. You're the reason why people get educated. I'm talking about real education. I'm not talking about indoctrination. You're the reason why people actually find their passions. And here's the most important thing. You're the reason why people envy the United States in a good way. They want to be here. You are the reason for that. Not these knuckleheads on the left. They want you to believe. They're the trendsetters. They're all that. I will prove to you, and I do it every single day. I will prove to you they are so much on the decline, it scares the living daylights out of them. Unlike you folks, your leftist brother and sister and other, and these clowns are flamboyantly stupid. They should be required to wear a neon sign with a big S right plopped on a hat that's glued to their heads that says stupid. S for stupid. Why? Because they refuse to recognize the obvious. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you've been talking about this. What are you trying to say there, black man? Let me tell you something. There's a thing called a trend. Are you familiar with this? A trend. A general direction in which something is developing or changing. That is the definition of a trend. You're always looking for the trends. Now, I'm not saying the trends in you know, couture and things that left this guy. I'm saying you're looking at what is the stock market doing? How is it trending? What is the flavor of the nation one way or the other? And I'll give you a good idea of a trend. When you watch Donald Trump do his rallies, you saw the trend. The trend was Donald Trump is super popular. Everywhere he goes, he could parachute in, and within a minute of Donald Trump dropping in somewhere and parachuting in, there would be cell phone calls saying Trump is here, and you'd have 1,000 people, and then 2,000, and 4,000, and 10,000, and Donald Trump could have an impromptu speech instantaneously anywhere you dropped him in. Drop Biden in and tell me what the trend line would have been then and now. You know the answer. So I'm going to give you some trends that define leftism and tell you where you fit in culture today. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is reacting to the disappointing April jobs report. Speaking from the White House, the president says the United States is still recovering from a once-in-a-century pandemic and economic crisis.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president also using the opportunity to pitch his American Rescue Plan.
You might think that we should be disappointed. But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days.
A federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death on charges that they violated his constitutional rights. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is continuing their push for electric vehicles.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Texas lawmakers approved new voting rules following Florida and Georgia's tightening of election laws, the bill drawing pushback from companies and civil rights groups. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, what it takes to prop up leftist losers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This may have to be a two-part show on the demise of leftism and the way that who's really setting the pace in America in terms of discussions. Because I contend it is us. We're the ones who are setting the pace. The only difference is we're letting the tail wag the dog. We are. They don't. I will prove to you today and possibly tomorrow or next week that because I think this may end up being a two-part series. I will prove to you that nothing the leftists are doing shows anything at all trending towards them. The only thing leftists can do to make something trend towards them is they have to fake it. They have to wake up. They have to strategize together. They have to be part of this cabal of conspiracy, and they have to say, the biggest existential threat to the world is global climate change. And then they get everybody to say it because, see, nobody believes it. The border situation is so it's untenable. Well, why don't you close it down? See, nobody believes their border situation. Nobody believes their lies. So they want to browbeat you. They want to beat you into submission. You will submit. You will make it a point to say Donald Trump lost legitimately, that Joe Biden won. Well, they'll never get those words out of me. You want to know why? Because what we say is what sets the pace, not what they say. Welcome again. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to join me on PolitiChatter. Let me give you an example of using PolitiChatter. We are still saying things like, well, I tweeted this, or I tweeted. I'm going to make you a prediction. There will come a day where you are no longer saying I tweeted this, and you'll say, yeah, well, I chatted this over at PolitiChatter, and I don't know, maybe you'll be on another site. There are other sites out there. I think PolitiChatter is going to be the one that comes out a winner because I've been assigned president, and it's my job to make it big. And I know you're going to help. But you'll stop using the word tweet. It'll go by the wayside. And when we on the right start using a different terminology, you know what will happen? They'll flip it. They'll start talking about it. Keep your tweets. You want to tweet all you want. But when you're up, when you do a chat, well, we were doing a chatter. I saw it. It was a chatter the other day. It was a PolitiChatter. Really? And you'll hear the media talking about, President Trump chatted such and such. When you start hearing that, we'll set the pace. But we're still using their terminology, their lexicon. Not going to happen. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you folks that the leftists are losers. Every trend line points to it. I want you to understand just how powerful you are and how scared they have to be. And if at the end of this show, if you don't believe that I'm right about it, I'm telling you, there's no way you will not believe it. I'm going to back it up with statistical data across the board. When I say across the board, I mean in everything they do. There is nothing untouched when it comes to leftism and how they've ruined it themselves. And these clowns won't even recognize it. Well, they won't do it publicly, but privately, they know what's going on. So let's begin with Joey Demento. So we have the official numbers of Joey Demento's speech to Congress. The most popular guy. We talked about it the other day, but I want to put it into the perspective of the trend. What is the trend line for leftism? The most popular guy on the frickin' planet in the history of America, Joey Demento, the leftists want you to believe, the guy that got 82 million votes, who's supposed to be more super popular than Baby Black Jesus was in 2008, got officially now 26.9 million people who watched his address, broadcast over 16 different cable networks, etc. And they released the Nielsen figures, and he got 26.9 million people that watched that clown on TV, that usurper. Donald Trump had 47.7 million. You do the math. 47.7 million in comparison. Now, if you still want me to believe that this guy's Mr. Popular, I'm sorry, I'm not going to. And I'll dare you to do something else. I dare you to put Biden anywhere in the country and let Trump and he do a speech off or an event off, whatever you want to call it. Put them in competition with one another, and you know who's going to win. Let Biden make a statement, let Trump make a statement. Who do you think the world is paying attention to? See, that's a trend. Now, the left don't want you to recognize it as a trend. They aren't going to talk about the numbers the way you and I will because they know what it means and they're afraid of it. Biden's not popular, and neither are they. Neither are their ideas. When they test any leftist idea, and I'm telling you, they test them all. They test, do Americans really want border security? Yes, they do. Do Americans really want to have access to firearms? Absolutely, they do. Anything that you want, it tests overwhelmingly in this country for you. Do Americans want universal basic income? No, they don't. Most Americans want to work. They don't do Americans want a $15 minimum wage. Nope. I know it sounds and you're like, oh, come on, Kevin. They do. No, they don't. Americans know what it means when you implement idiotic things like that. Do you think most Americans want the Wu flu shot? They bombard you with the Wu flu shot. They bombard you with statistics and lies because they can't sell it. The real trend line for all that stuff is negative, negative, negative. They can't get anything positive. And I'm going to begin with sports. Well, I've already talked about Biden. But we could go policy on policy. Foreign policy. Are you about America first? Or do you care about what other countries are doing in trade? What do you think the average American's going to say? Of course they are. We've got the Olympics coming up in Japan. Let me ask you this. Who should we cheer for? I know, it sounds crazy, right? Come on, Kevin, what are you talking about? Who should we cheer for? I'm telling you, in leftist America, don't think they're cheering for America. How could they? We're a racist, homophobic country. We don't like anybody. We're xenophobic. We're all of that, right? How could you possibly cheer for the Olympians? Why do we even have it? And you know what the Olympians are going to be? They're going to be woke. They're going to be, well, I'm doing this for America, but I don't really like my country. And, you know, we've got to get racial equality and all this other crap. Really? That's what you want to watch? Leftists don't know what to cheer for. Just for the record, if you're a true American, let me tell you, the answer is quick. If I say, who do you cheer for in the Olympics? You look at me like, the Americans. Of course. What are you talking about, black man? Yeah, the Americans. But today, you don't know who to cheer for. Anyway, we're going to start this with sports outside of the Biden stuff. NBA viewership. There's an article, and this is what it reads. NBA viewership is up this season, although that bucks a long-term trend of the league losing viewers. I'll get it out. While some would like to make a political point with that, the reality is it's more about the changing viewing habits of younger generations and other factors, not people turning away from the NBA or the culture of the game. This is a group of people lying to you. USA Today is who wrote that. They're lying to you about why the NBA is losing its audience. They say, or look at it this way. Traditional NBA viewership may be declining, but experts expect the next television broadcast deal to be worth nearly triple the current one, $24 billion, about $2.6 billion a year. Now, this is a sport in decline, and what do the leftists do? They throw more money at it. Why can they throw more money at it? Because it's your money. Now, they said viewership is up this season, right? Let me read you the next article. It says, it's time to worry about the NBA's ratings. Self-inflicted wounds are purposely ignored until they can't be. For the NBA, that moment is inching closer. Coming into the 2021 season, NBA games on ABC, the league's most important partner, were down 45% since the 2011-2012 season. On cable, it's only slightly less damning. NBA broadcasts on TNT were down 40% and 20% on ESPN. To stick with more recent trends, the past two NBA finals crashed to double-digit declines, with the most recent falling down 51% to an all-time low. Last season's NBA on ABC games fit that same category, recording the lowest average, 2.9 million, on record. According to The Athletic's Ethan Strauss, that record will break once again this season. Eventually, it will be official. The NBA again lost viewership on its ABC games, down from last season, etc. More when we come back. Think about the trends as we take this break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are desperate, folks. They're desperate to make you believe that they are popular, you're not. They're Andy Warhol and you're some guy painting in his garage, right? Trying to sell stuff at the boardwalk in Venice Beach or something. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com talking about trends. And the trend is you are trending. You, conservatism, pragmatism, whatever, you're trending, and you're trending way up. The other guys are trending way down, and I'm going to prove it to you. I can't get it all in this show. I'm going to do two shows about trending. Because I'm telling you, we are the popular people. We are the cool cats. We are the ones, you know, that, as they say, the guy that everybody wants to be and the girl everybody wants to, the guy that every girl wants to get with. That's who we are. And if you're ladies, you can flip that and do it anyway. Do it any way you want. I don't care. Because we're made up of everything, including the LGBTQ. That's what conservatism is about. It's about your individual self, figuring out who you are, and be passionate and be happy to be you. That's what it's about. I was talking about the NBA earlier, and I'm going to move on here in a bit, but it says, the NBA says, our ratings are up. They're fudging them. They're not up. This is a USA Today article saying eventually it will be official. The NBA again lost viewership on its ABC games, down from last season's all-time low. A guy named Strauss writes, based on how this average drops as the season moves along, it starts off highest after Christmas games bonanza, we can safely project that the ABC games will finish at a mark that's lower than last season. Now, I took some screenshots. Here were some of the screenshots of the trend line for the NBA. And we're talking about trending right now, because what I'm telling you is when people buck the system of you, they trend downward. Because you're the hip kids. Here's one of the ratings. This is from Newsweek. As NBA ratings decline, poll shows 34% watch less sports. You see, what they're trying to get you to believe there is that people, it's trending down because people aren't watching sports as much. It isn't the NBA. It's not what they're doing. It isn't Black Lives Matter and the kneeling and the constant reminders of black, you know, BLM and all that nonsense. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just people aren't watching. They're watching less. But anyway, that was one. That was Newsweek. SGT Report put, this was their headline, panic time for NBA over plunging ratings. And here's what they wrote. Viewership amid Black Lives Matter push hits historic lows. It's panic time for the NBA. And then they go on to talk about the drop from season to season. You think the NBA... let me put it to you this way. You watch the NFL, and I'm going to get to that in a second. You watch them crash. Then you do the same thing, and it crashes. And you want to tell me that's a good trend line? Corporate America says, let's get woke. You've seen the saying, get woke, go broke. This is where the trend line is headed. And I'm going to prove to you, I will prove to you that we are the cool cats. That what we espouse is where the world really wants to go. And the only thing that controls it is they control the media and the narrative. And if we stop listening to them, if you start paying attention to people like me and others, and you get your news here, and you're just letting us set the pace. See, because I'll tell you this, the so-called elites, the people that are getting there, giving themselves Oscars and Emmys, and we're going to get into that as well, they need to be scared. Because the trend line shows them becoming less and less of a voice. We are building new voices. And you determine who's hot. Now, look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care to be recognized or whatever. I really don't. I think it's so flattering when I am. I got recognized at a party full of a bunch of people that, you know, that I probably wouldn't hang out with normally. I'm saying they walk in a different financial strata. But I was there. And a guy recognized me from the show. He recognized my voice. He listens to my show. I was so flattered. He was like, it's really you. And I'm like, it's really you, a fan. I was over, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you, Hollywood elitist? Well, of course it's me. I was overjoyed to meet somebody that's paying attention to my words. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'm not the big deal. You're the big deal. You're the one who decides whose voice gets magnified and who needs to care. Well, I'm not placating to them. I don't placate to you either. But I'm dang sure not placating to them.
Oh, Kevin, no, don't you want to get into the Radio Hall of Fame? Don't you want to be a big star in Hollywood?
No. I don't care about either one. My body of work is my body of work. If it gets recognized, great. If it doesn't, I'm okay. It's like the story I told about that lady. Came on Star Search, sang her butt off, probably one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. I've never heard of her again. Do you think she misses me? Did she think she's out there going, man, I know there's this poor little black dude who watched me, and he's lamenting that he's never gotten to hear me sing again. She has no clue. But you know who's missing her? Me! I want to know more about her. That's what conservatism is about. People wanting to know. Get those stories. I'm going to tell you, we're doing a late night TV talk show. It's going to interview ordinary people who've done extraordinary things. You. It's going to interview ordinary people. Guys running their own business, a woman who started her company, but not because she's looking to, you know, for some reason to be mad at men or, you know, I'm getting back at people or whatever. She did it because it was a passion, it was a love. And maybe she's a loving mother, a loving wife, and she's proud of it. Let me tell you something. There is nothing wrong with that. And that's what we need to be promoting, not these Cardi B's and all the other crap that we got to hear about and all, the Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought their daughter, you know, a Maybach for her 16th birthday. I don't care. Anyway, every trend line is horrible for the left. Let's talk about the NFL for just a second. This is from Bloomberg. The 2020 NFL regular season averaged 15.4 million traditional TV viewers, down 7% from the previous year. That represented the first year of viewership decline since 2017. Now, I don't know how they're measuring this, but I can tell you this. The NFL has been declining every year in ratings for at least the last 5 years. And as part of this exercise, I was going to go year by year by year and tell you what their viewership was. You know, this year, that year, whatever. But they're fudging the numbers now. Because they're going, oh, well, now we've got, you know, cell phones and smart devices and people. Which they are. People are watching on those devices. I'm not saying they're not. But I can guarantee you that the NFL was doing okay. It was slipping a bit because of the cosmic forces of just the way the world changes in technology leading up to Kaepernick. When Kaepernick took a knee, every year since then, and I don't remember the year it was, but here's what I do know. Every year since then, the league has dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. And they can give you all the stuff that they want, but it's dropped. And as I said, here's a group, this was from Bloomberg. They're trying to put a spin on it. Here's what they go on to say. In a bright spot, the simulcast of the Saints-Bears game on Nickelodeon became a sensation on social media. The broadcast used graphical overlays including virtual slime cannons for touchdowns and a real slime bath for winning coach Sean Payton after the game in an attempt to reach a younger audience. What are they saying? The NFL has done two things to tell you the level of desperation and what the trend line is. One, they've targeted women. Yeah, they're putting hunks in commercials. They're doing anything they can to bring a woman to the... And when that didn't work, they then said, let's go after the kids. So they're doing slime balls for touchdowns because they say that's going to attract our key demographic. Now, you're talking about a sport, a gladiator sport. Every key demographic, no matter who you are, you don't know the key demographic they want. They want 25 to 49. But the NFL has gotten so desperate that it's now targeting children on Nickelodeon. And it's using that in its ratings. Can I keep you watching my sport by running, you know, toy commercials and slime ball things or whatever? That's what they're doing. But no, they're not desperate. Nope. That sport... maybe it was 2017 when Kaepernick did it, but I'm going to look that up during the break. Or you guys look that up for me. But here's what I can tell you. Dead man walking. And they can talk about the deals they're going to get. I'm going to tell you, I don't care whether it's the NBA or the NFL. At some point, they're not even going to be able to pay these big contracts. It's going to be over. At some point, the league is going to tell, the NBA is going to tell LeBron James to keep his mouth shut. And the league, which has already started to happen in the NFL, is saying, let's just dispel with the kneeling and all that. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.